This is WABC Radio with John Katsimatidis, and we're here. Thank God it's Friday. Mm-hmm. We're here in the studio live with Lydia Serrani, Governor David Paterson. How are you, Governor?
I'm good, John. Looking forward to the weekend.
And on the line with us live, we have Larry Kudlow, the country's number one economist. And TGIF, Larry, thank God it's Friday.
We're already up in Connecticut, having a lovely time.
Well, tell us, I'm sure you're watching television, the markets, how are we doing?
Markets are strong. The jobs report today was pretty good, shows that people are going back to work. It would be great if Biden weren't paying people not to work, then the unemployment rate would be even lower. But we are making progress. The economy is going to grow, I guess, in the second quarter by about 8 or 9%. I still think for the year it's going to be about 8% growth. And the stock market is doing just fine. Interest rates are low. Here's what we have to do. We have to beat Biden's entitlement and tax program. That's the key point. The founding fathers, speaking of July 4th, would not approve. They believed in Adam Smith's free market. Smith wrote his book, The Wealth of Nations, a few months before the Declaration was written in 1776. And Smith said we should have minimal regulation of taxes, trade, and commerce. Unfortunately, President Biden wants maximum regulation of taxes, trade, and commerce. But I think his entitlement and tax hike package will be defeated. And that would be the best thing, the best tonic. And then we can look forward to another 5 years of prosperity and a bull market in stocks.
And Larry, by September, those payments should run out. And that should help as well, shouldn't it?
Yes. There's going to be a fight, David, because the Democratic conference in both the Senate and the House, they want to make those things permanent. Okay. They want to, first of all, extend the unemployment benefit, and second of all of the relief in the package passed last February, they want to make that relief permanent for all the different entitlements that they want, all the different transfer payments they want, you know, child care, home care, this and that, plus they want to expand Medicare, they want to expand Medicaid, a whole laundry list of things. They want to make it permanent. So
I don't think there are enough Democratic senators to pass that, in my opinion.
Well, you know, I keep telling you to call them up.
I know.
Party. You have to talk to the president, and you could be the most pivotal figure in American economic history today. But I think you're right, but I'm not sure, okay? I'm not entirely sure. And I think the double cross on the infrastructure package is still on, because I think that the president and Pelosi and Schumer want very much to link that to their high tax, high entitlement next tranche, so-called American Family Plan. And I still think that's going to be a big problem. And I think the whole thing is going to hinge on Senator Sinema of Arizona. I think she is going to be the most important player. I know people include Manchin, but I'm not confident about Manchin. I think it's going to come down to Sinema.
I think they're both going to go the other way. But Larry, let me ask you to take your economic hat off for a second, put your political hat on. How does it help Democrats to continue this? In other words, what's the goal here when, if we go back, you know, the entitlement programs that came from a year ago, February, were really supposed to be temporary. That's why a lot of people voted for them.
Right. Those were bipartisan plans.
Right. And that's why the feeling of being double-crossed is what a lot of the Republican senators and House members are expressing now.
Well, yeah. Republicans are going to, I think, hang tough. I interviewed Republican leader of the House, Kevin why have I forgotten Kevin's name? Kevin McCarthy. I interviewed Kevin McCarthy. He thinks his conference is going to be tough. I interviewed Mitch McConnell. He thinks his conference is going to be tough. I interviewed John Barrasso, who's one of the leadership in the Senate. He thinks the conference will be tough. So actually, I'm not really worried about the GOP. Maybe I should, but I'm not.
Oh, no, no. I didn't think you should be. I'm saying this is where that sentiment is coming from, because the presumption of the legislation was to deal with a temporary issue. Now, if we're telling everybody they can go back to work and we're telling them they can take their masks off, then we should be withdrawing the support, because in the normal course of business, no one would have voted for that if there was no virus.
Well, I think that's probably true, but I think that the Democrats used the virus as an excuse. Look, let's go back and look at the history. You had two massive relief packages last year, in April of 2020, at the height of the pandemic, where the catastrophe was at its worst. And then you had a second one, a little tougher, but still got through in late December. Now, those were bipartisan packages. There was no reconciliation necessary. President Trump helped pilot that through. Now, in January and February of this year, even though the vaccinations were starting to take off and the economy was in a V-shaped recovery, the Democrats insisted on a $2 trillion package, which was probably $1.5 trillion too much. It should have been a targeted package. And there was no bipartisanship, all right, since we're talking politics. They had to jam it down with a 51-vote reconciliation, okay? Now, the question is, are they going to have to jam down the next tranche, right? I think they're going to try. We'll see. I don't know how it's going to. I mean, I'm looking at the stock market today, to John's question. The Dow is up another 150 points. The S&P is up 32 points. The Dow is at 34,786. That's an amazing number. And the S&P is at a record high. Okay, the NASDAQ was up 116. The S&P has been up seven straight days. You got 850,000 some odd new jobs today. The economy is doing very well. The stock market is doing very well. Everybody who owns 401ks or any other retirement account, which includes middle-class Americans, are doing fabulously well. Consumer wealth is soaring. We don't need this kind of government assistance, and we don't need permanent entitlement increases. We don't need it. The Democrats, however, have a different, you know, their world, let's face it, it's the progressive left. You know, they want government to run the economy. They're already negotiating. I mean, here's an amazing thing. The G7 and G20 is approving a tax increase for American companies that was promoted by the president and his Treasury Secretary, Janet Yellen. We've lost our tax sovereignty. Now, number one, I don't want to raise taxes on American companies at all. The Trump tax cuts generated the best economy in a couple of generations. And the Trump tax cuts are partially responsible, along with the Trump vaccine, for this economic V-shaped recovery and stock market boom.
But now, Larry,
why would you, let me just finish this point. Why would you turn over tax sovereignty to foreign countries? And incidentally, let's be very clear, this new global minimum tax, which is going to be an excess profits tax, will hit about 20 or 25 companies around the world. Now, you can take out the two or three Chinese companies because they won't pay it. There aren't any Russian companies. There aren't any Russian companies. And 16 of the remaining 20 are all American companies. So we are participating in a world tax hike that will penalize American companies, right? Not EU companies, not G7 companies, not G20 companies, but American companies. You know, I worked for a guy who wanted America first. This crowd wants America last. That's a problem. And by the way, my last point, Lydia, I'll just let you go.
No. I was going to make a joke. That's all.
Ireland. I don't think anybody here is Irish. I'm Polish and German. I don't know about the rest of you, but I want
Governor Patterson's Irish.
All right. Well, then, good for him. That's the plus. Ireland. Ireland refuses to play in this tax package, okay? How great is that? They have a 12.5% corporate tax, and they refuse to sign on to any minimum tax. And I'll add to that, Hungary refuses to play also. So anyway, here's my point. We have a stock market bull that could go on for years. We have an economic boom that can go on for years. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
And the joke I was going to make is that Biden is clearly doing an amazing thing for our economy, because right now they tweeted out that the cost of a 4th of July cookout in 2021 is now down 16 cents compared to last year. A whole 16 cents. So if that's not a robust economy, I don't know what is.
Listen, I'm happy to give him a 16 cents.
Larry, what is your view of the increase in prices right now? In other words, prices for everything are up. And your point earlier, when we did a $2 trillion relief package in this January, when we only lost $2 trillion during the whole pandemic, it just didn't seem as if that was the right number.
Right. It wasn't. But look, I think it's going to be a temporary inflation. I think it's because the economy is rebounding from the deflation crash that we had during the pandemic contraction. A lot of conservatives, and you know, I don't want to defend Biden on inflation or anything else right now, but I honestly think that you've got supply shortages, you've got demand exceeding supply because people didn't expect this boom to happen quite so quickly. If you go back a year, the blue chip forecasters weren't expecting an economic recovery until 2022. So actually, it began in the middle of 2020 and is continuing to pick up speed here in 2021. So I'm just saying industry wasn't really ready for it. And I think that's the biggest source. You know, you had, for example, the biggest port in America is the port of Los Angeles and Long Beach. And that was just clogged up with tankers and container ships. And there weren't enough employees to unload it. Now, that's starting to ease up quite a bit. But, you know, those kinds of shortages create temporary price hikes. But I don't fret so much about that. I'm glad Americans are going back to work. I mean, I think the jobs number today was a good number, 850,000. The so-called underemployment rate, which is not only those who are unemployed, but those who are discouraged. That thing actually came down a little bit from 9.8 from 10.2. That's a good sign. And wages and hours worked continue to rise. So, you know, the labor force is coming back, and half the states have walked away from the overly generous unemployment. The whole thing peters out in early September. But I'm just telling you, you wait and see. Mark my words, Democrats are going to extend that, and they're going to try to make all the spending plans permanent.
Don't worry, Larry. I'm going to make a couple of calls, and by Labor Day, you'll be happy.
Larry Kudlow.
You can do this, Governor Patterson. The fate of the economy hangs with you.
Larry Kudlow, pressure. Have a great 4th of July, and thank you for calling in today. And God bless you, and God bless America.
Thank you. Take care, everybody.
Take care.